Since Sunday, October 12th, members and supporters of the indigenous movement in Cauca, Colombia have been mobilizing in assemblies and blockades, demanding an in-person meeting with President Álvaro Uribe. The demonstrations have been violently repressed by the Colombian police and army, leaving at least 2 dead and 68 wounded, mostly from bullet wounds, over the last 4 days. On the line with us from Santander de Quilichao is Manuel Rosenthal, a Colombian surgeon and activist who works with the Association of Indigenous Authorities of Northern Cauca. Manuel, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
First, I'd like you to tell us about the mobilizations that are happening right now. How were they planned?
Well, it took more than a year of planning, and they came about as a result of the aggression by the Uribe administration against indigenous peoples with a dirty war, the imposition of legislation that removes rights and freedoms and territories of indigenous peoples, the aggressive presence of transnational corporations, the all-out war going on throughout the country, and then the legal and political reforms that are delivering the whole country to corporations, as well as free trade agreement negotiations that actually deprive indigenous peoples of their rights and of their territories. All this has led to growing anger and the establishment of a 5-point agenda, which in the end led to the need to a mobilization so that the agenda would be heard by the Colombian people, by the Colombian government, and by the world.
Can you give us an idea what's been happening in Cauca over the last 4 days?
Yes, on October the 12th, there was a national indigenous mobilization called, but in Cauca, which is the site for the largest mobilization, 10,000 indigenous peoples gathered at the site called La Maria Piendamó in an indigenous territory, and they blockaded the Pan-American highway that joins the cities of Cali and Popayán on the way to Ecuador. The highway was blockaded completely, and then the response of the government was not to listen to this peaceful blockade, but actually to send the combined police and army forces under the control of a general, and then an all-out assault with tanks and bullets was launched against the people there, leaving 60 wounded, at least 2 dead, more than 60 wounded, at least 2 dead, and the devastation and destruction of indigenous homes, health facilities and health resources and food. The indigenous territory is occupied at the moment, but the indigenous peoples remain mobilized, not only in Cauca, but throughout the country.
Could you talk a little bit more about the support that this uprising has received throughout Colombia?
It has received growing support. We know that there are at least 8 different provinces in the country where there are mobilizations. The students at universities are mobilizing. The National Union has launched a statement joining the 5-point agenda of the indigenous peoples. And if the trend continues as we see it now, there will be increasing mobilizations throughout the country and the demand that the agenda is taken into consideration and responded to.
Can you tell us about that 5-point agenda?
The agenda is, first of all, it's against the economic model of capital, transnational capital, particularly against the free trade agreements, the way they've been negotiated behind closed doors, their impact in terms of depriving people of their rights and territories, their imposition, and the delivery of the country to transnational corporations, including patenting the rights and knowledge of indigenous cultures. The second point is an opposition to legislation that has deprived indigenous and Colombian people of their rights, such as mining legislation and land legislation, and the privatization of water. The third point is an opposition to the strategy of terror and war being implemented by the Colombian administration with the support of the United States, which has actually transformed Colombia into a permanent state of war with more than 4 million internally displaced, and a war that is extending into surrounding countries like Venezuela and Ecuador. The fourth one is the demand for respect and abiding by agreements, national and international agreements that respect the rights and freedoms of peoples. And finally, the establishment of a mechanism, a popular mechanism, to develop an agenda for a new country under a democratic regime.
How important are these mobilizations in the context of domestic or internal politics within Colombia?
They have been extremely important. Maybe the most telling indicator is the fact that most of the mainstream media that is under complete control of transnational corporations and the government initially refused to present any news on these mobilizations, then distorted the news with racist statements or distorted statements such as that the indigenous peoples with sticks and stones had attacked the Colombian army, the largest and best funded army in the South American continent and the second most funded in the world by the U.S. administration. And then finally today, the whole picture changed, and at least what we're seeing is much more of the position and views of the indigenous peoples and much more of an exposure of the brutal aggression from the Colombian administration. So our feeling is that in spite of the huge control the government has intended to have on media and pretending to minimize the impact of these mobilizations, the whole country is feeling them, and let's put it this way, nothing else is talked about today in Colombia.
Finally, can you give us an idea what you think things will look like over the next days and weeks in Cauca and throughout Colombia?
Well, it's impossible to know because things have been changing day by day. Following the trends that we see developing today, it is likely that the mobilizations will grow, that international pressure will grow, and that the government will be forced to establish some kind of mechanism to get the agenda that the indigenous peoples proposed on the table and underway. But that's an optimistic view, but the one that seems to be developing. But knowing Colombia and from its history, what might happen is that the brutal repression will continue. Many people will be murdered. The media will follow whatever the president says. And in the end, this whole mobilization could be silenced. And eventually, another one will have to be launched with the same objectives.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us to break that silence today, Manuel.
Thank you. It's great to be around.
We've been speaking to Manuel Rosenthal live from Santander de Quilichao in Colombia. For the Dominion, this is Don Paley.